Greetings to all in the matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's really a privilege for me to be here together in this morning to preach from the Word. Today's our topic, the mystery of Christmas. The mystery of Christmas. The passage is taken from Luke chapter 1, verses beginning from 26 to 38. We have some outlines. Christmas is nothing but God in action beyond human reason. Second, beyond human method. Third, beyond human limitation or weakness. Once again, beyond human reason, our strategies, beyond human method, and beyond human weakness are limitations. As I'm, my mother tongue is not English, please bear with me for my accent. Because of that, I have my display, so you can follow my display so that you are easy to understand what I speak if you miss my accent. And followed by the sermon, there is a Holy Communion, so I want to be very short. So hope that you'll prayfully attend to this sermon. Can we pray before that? Our loving and living Lord, thank you so much for this wonderful day that we are able to come. In 2012, Lord, last 11 months has gone by. Now we are sitting in the month of December. Thank you so much for serving us and providing all our needs and necessities. This month reminds us to live forth our life by proclaiming your name through our lives, O Master. Thank you so much for giving your Son, Jesus, as our Savior, to come down to earth to save us and give us a hope of eternity. Thank you so much, Lord, for thy word that you have given to us, out of love. Of our life. Speak to us through thy word so that we may continue to abide by the will of Master. As this month draw nearer, this Christmas season may help us to live forth our life and proclaiming, bringing thy gospel truth to everyone, those who are lost. We commit this day, be with us and guide us. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer, in Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. As we enter into season, Christmas season, we are reminded to commemorate Christ's birth. So the Christmas story tells us the world that the Savior of the world lived in the incarnate fleshy body and walked in the sinful world with the mortal mankind for 33 and a half years. We should not forget the reason for the season. As we are preparing and planning for this Christmas season, Christ must be our focal point. This Christmas should not be celebration-oriented, but rather Christ-centered. Again, it's a time of gospel proclamation rather than a celebration again. So whatever we do, make sure that it must be gospel-centered program, whether we eat or plan or travel, whatever you do. So make the reason for season, as if make the season for the reason that what we meant for it. By bringing the good tidings to the lost and unreached in this Christmas season. I would like to give you, what do you mean by Christmas? Christmas, God's salvific plan or salvation plan enacted in the human history by sending Jesus Christ on this earth. Genesis 3:15, you know, the seed of the woman will come, bruise the devil. The very plan enacted in the human history in the form of Christmas. In other way, I can say, God coming to earth in a human form. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, 8 says like this, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took him the form of a servant, and made in a weak likeness of men, and being found in a fashion of a, as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even unto the death of the cross. God came on this earth, it's Christmas. Have you ever thought, if Jesus would not have come on this earth, there is no Christmas, what would have been? We will not be sitting here. There is no need for church, there is no Christianity, and the world would have been very different what we see today without Christ. What we talk, human rights, all equalities, even democracy, all outcome of Lord Jesus coming on this earth. In other way, Aaron, I would like to say this simple thought, in simple 3 points. Christmas, a declaration of God in flesh through his son, Jesus Christ. Verse John 1:18 says, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Christmas is a declaration of God coming. All God revealed in written revelation, natural revelation, written revelation, and special revelation. It is special revelation. Lord Jesus coming on this earth made us to understand fullness of God. Second, the demonstration of God's love by giving his son Jesus. 3:16, we all know this. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He demonstrated his love, how much he loves you and me. He did not say, I love you, but he was sitting there. He came down by sending his son. So what we understand, our God came to see us, deal with us and be with us. Not only that, he did come for the purpose to destroy the devil on the cross. So Christmas is a reminder to us, a declaration of God in flesh. He came down to fullness and make sure that we understand what God is. Without Christmas today, we cannot understand. Many people are trying to find God outside of Christ. It's impossible. Let me, since the topic, we go back to the topic. The topic goes like this, the mystery of Christmas. Why we call Christmas as a mystery? And many on the skeptical world, they think still Christmas is a mystery to them. Why? What the human history, which these verses describe, is most certainly unique in all human history. Particular passage we read, this never happened before. It will not happen hereafter. It had never taken place before, and it will not take place with any woman again. Will a virgin conceive? Will this kind of things happen any time on this history hereafter? No. Charles Wesley says like this, let earth and heaven combine, angel and men agree, to praise in song divine, the incarnate deity, our God contracted to a span, incomprehensibly made man. Our God contracted to a span, incomprehensibly made man. The world cannot contain him, so big and vast God. He created each and everything. Such a huge God, we cannot imagine and understand, but that great God contracted him, shrink himself into the mother's womb of Mary, just 6 inches. Did you ever imagine? God, so marvelous God, awesome God, I cannot comprehend him, but still he came down to earth in time and space. He lived 33.5 years. It was 280 days in mother's womb. Did you ever? That's what Charles Wesley says like this. Martin Luther says, he whom the world could not enwrap, yonder lies in Mary's lap. He is become an infant small, who by his might upholdeth all. The world cannot contain him. We cannot enwrap him. But the great Savior lies on the Mary's lap. He became infant small, who upholds everything. Ever thought this kind of imagination? God, so big, so vast, I cannot imagine it. He was on this earth. Literally like you and me walking on this earth. That's why the skeptical world always asks few questions. Three major things. How come? Creator becoming creature. The creator God, how become a creature? Cannot understand. I read somewhere, some scholars say of the stars, when you close your eyes, when you see the night, there are stars on the sky. How many stars are there? There are all, say, 70 sextillion stars. 77 and 26 zeros, 22 zeros. That many stars, there are thousands of galaxies. They all scientists come like this. But there is a reason, there is a creator. How big is the creator? I cannot imagine. My mind is very small. But so big God, they become a creature, lived on this earth. So people cannot understand. One more thing. An eternal God being formed, eternal. There is no time for God. No beginning, there is no end. Only for you and me, there is an end and a beginning. There's a beginning. I will come on one particular day, I will leave away of this earth. That's all my time. The God who doesn't have a time, eternal God, become a mortal man for you and me. And thrice a holy God, a God of holiness, sacred God. He cannot say sin, he cannot see sin. But he lived this in this sinful world. So 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. In other words, the faithless world cannot fathom God being in flesh. So Christmas, for many who cannot believe, is a mystery. That's why people cannot still question you many other things like this. The very first question, first utterance from Mary's lips also come. How shall this be? We will try to find the answer for this in this particular sermon. We can learn very many valuable lessons from this particular passage, but we will stick to three simple thoughts, just as I said in the beginning. I invite you to meditate with me as we go further. Christmas is nothing but God in action beyond human reason or reasoning. Many a time we are very good thinkers, we can imagine, we can do. God has given this particular sixth sense, we are able to think. Animal cannot think, but we are thinking animal. People say like this, but many a time what we think. Come on, read this passage. Verse 129 it says, When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. She's thinking. And same Luke chapter 2:19 said, but meditate all these things and ponder them in her heart. She's thinking. She's trying to comprehend. She's just imagining, what is it all about? What is he talking? This angel came. You should understand, angel never comes every time. Whenever angel came, it's in the history, there's a great change. Whenever God wants to do something in the history, then only angel will come. She is astonished, perplexed to see, oh, somebody is coming, what is it? She's puzzled with the presence of angel and trying to understand what being said to her. What did it say? Verse 31. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb, bring forth a son, and thou shalt name his name Jesus. Jesus is a savior. Savior coming to this world. All along she heard something different. Savior so big. He will come to rescue the nation from Roman's hand. But now she is going to conceive Savior. 6:32, he shall be great and shall be called son of the highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall be great, awesome God. He's son of the highest. He He's talking about the awesomeness of God, the great power and mighty power. She is able to understand, see how the Savior is going to come and be born myself, in me. I'm going to deliver. Cannot understand. How come so awesome God? In the Old Testament, no one ever saw God in friends face to face. But now she's going to be mother of the Jesus Christ. And he shall reign ever over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. It's eternal God. And she cannot think. She is trying to understand. But you and me should understand. Maybe that's why she asked, how shall this be? Understand. Your understanding and my understanding is very limited. We try to understand God's plan in our lives, very difficult. Mary trying to understand what is being said to her, and she is comprehending what she has learned in the past. But my dear friends, my sister, brothers and sisters, here I want to encourage you. Your understanding, your thinking, your imagination is vain in front of God. But answer immediately given by the angel to her, verse 37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. For you and me, my imagination and your imagination, it's impossible. I cannot do this. But for God, everything is possible. In this Christmas season, we are sitting in the morning, coming and trying to understand God's plan in my life. It's very difficult to understand and fathom God's plan in my life. Why she said like this? Some scholars say Mary was about a teenage girl. I went down to look into her age when she was given birth. And even I went to Judaism and the material regarding Judaism, the culture then. Some scholars say she was a teenage girl, that was the plan, and that was early teen, even 13, 14 years when she was a small girl. So young, she couldn't comprehend. Second, she's a woman, socially speaking, society did not have equal stand that day. Even today, if you go to Middle East, women cannot consider to be so high. Women cannot talk equally with women, even in those days, in 2000 years back, women cannot be as a witness in the court, the law. Even a rabbi walking on the road, mother comes on opposite to him, he will not talk to her because it's not very cultured to talk to a woman on the street. So this is the case. That day she was thinking all along, physically she is so young, socially speaking, she is not so important. On the other hand, economically speaking, she is not so rich, a well-known background coming from. No information about her parents or anything else given. We know Mary. What about her father? No one knows. Though we have some genealogy down there. But here, this particular passage, nowhere, but God chose her. God appointed her, later anointed her, even approved her to become a father of God. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Try to comprehend, try to understand, it's impossible. But God can do things, what imagine, what you ask, what you think above everything. God overrules your thinking, your imagination. I would like to give some examples. Divided Sea. Exodus chapter 14, verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Now you can see, you know the picture? All the Israelite people, they left Egypt, they're walking, marching towards Israel. Canaan. They're marching towards the Red Sea. They're just nearer to the divided Red Sea. Behind they turn back, there are 600 chariot of Pharaoh is coming. In front there is a sea. Right and left, if you see, turn around, there's a wilderness, they cannot escape. Now there is no way to look. Only one way to look is above. When you see in front, Red Sea. When you see behind, army. Nowhere to escape, where to go? They never anything imagine. The first time in their life, they saw divided sea. God opened the door. God opened the way where there is no way. Did you ever thought it will happen like this? Did they ever thought that they're going to have a way between the sea? There are things in my life, in our life, everything blocked. No escape route. So only one way to look up. But God can do more than your imagination. More than my imagination and thinking in this morning, my dear friend. Christmas is a reminder to me, my dear friend, God can make everything possible if you believe in Him. Only thing, you have to trust in Him. He does things beyond your imagination and thinking. Let me do one more. Swami Si, you know this passage clearly, they were traveling together. There was storm and wind. All the disciples perplexed and suffering, crying, Lord, save us. Sometimes we may go through this kind of situations. But Lord Jesus rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. In the stormy life, there will be calm. You can imagine how it happens. He is a God of creation. He knows me better than me what I am thinking. For me, it's impossible. For God, it's possible. My problem, my chaos, my problem, whatever I face in my life, always I'm trying to find answer from within my own understanding. But many times I fail because I never seek above. Likewise, Lazarus died for 4 days. Stinking corpse. Mary said, Lord, you would have been here. My son, brother would not have died. But 4 days, stinking, he was in the graveyard. Your life may be dead, more like Lazarus. You're spiritually weak. You're trying to find out your way, how to come out. But what happened? Jesus said, and if you believe, you should see the glory of God. Can you imagine? Can you give me the reason how all this happened? Can you think and imagine? Can the world give any answer to this? When you are going to give answer to everything, then there is no God. That's why the scientific world is trying. They're trying to find answer for everything. But when they're going to give answer to everything, there's no need God, you know that? But God, you cannot imagine and prove. God overrules all your thinking. Our thinking, like heaven and earth difference, you know that? So in this morning, I would like to encourage our thinking. God works in this Christmas beyond our thinking, imagination. Second, God in action beyond human method. Verse 34c says, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Now she was trying to understand, now she's coming to the practical side. So I thought this thing, okay, this is not possible, no problem. But I'm coming to the practical side. Now I know not a man. See, this is the reality of human birth. This unbroken law of the human birth. Your person must be, a woman should see a man, should know, no man's here, have a relationship to give birth to a baby. This is what the world says, this is what I saw all along. But now I'm a virgin. How to give birth, how to give birth? Give birth to your baby. We try to be very smart, we bring in our method in God's plan. That's what I see. She's trying to find human element in the blessing of the Lord coming. First, she could not comprehend and trying to find human element, human hand, human understanding in God's blessing. But this Christmas reminds you again, God works beyond your method. God works in human method. He never works in human method. He's over the even human method. In strategies. Come on, I'll tell you. Verse like this passage. Isaiah chapter 55. 55:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. My thought, as I said, my imagination, my thinking is not your thinking, and my ways, not your ways. I do everything what you think differently than what you think. The Christmas again brings me a reminder. I can't do anything without God's help. Feeding up the 5,000. Lord Jesus, thereby seeing the multitude, he asked them to bring food. But they said, Philip answered to him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them. Whenever we do anything, we will budget. This much money I need to do this and this thing. Good. Please budget yourself. When you do God's word, budget from Master from above. They have seen Canaan, the miracle in the Canaan. Paul, he has done so many things. In order to turn to him, they are trying to calculate themselves. How I'm going to complete this work? See, I don't have money, big money. Sometimes, whenever I do in the mission work, I believe God will supply my need. Not me, I'm going to calculate and bring money. I'm not telling here to be, do not be wise planning yourself and budgeting your thing. But more than budget, God who works. You need to budget. Even that budgeting must be from above, sanctioned from above. But here what I must say, he's a God who is with you, who provides everything. He has done a miracle just two chapters before, if you see Cana, and many other things. He's even chapter 5 also, you can see that. But now you can't open your eyes, you know. Today we have said the scripture, we heard Sunday after Sunday. Still we never believe. We try to human method to insert, this I want to do. I'll go to the expert's advice. What the financial plan? Did you see there is a God in your life? He's working. He can work beyond your measure. Today I will tell you this. Mere grace that we are able to sustain till the day. Every day we are healthy, we are going to work, we earn money, we bring money. God who supplies all our needs. All our planning must be in His will. I may be smart. The world have 1,001 understanding. They have very good planning, you know that. Each and everything they have advices. But the great advisor is from above. He's the counsel, the God's counsel. Did you see what happened? He fed with a small meal. 5,000 above people ate. See anything, everything in the heights of scripture with the help of God. If you go down to Acts chapter 27, please read it. The whole chapter is only one incident. Though Acts of Apostles chapter 27 talks about shipwreck. One chapter, somehow it inserted inside for the very purpose of God. Luke did it. Luke, as Paul said, and said unto them, Sir, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, and not only the lading and ship, but also our lives. Paul, as a godly man, he had a passion, he had a vision. He went to the people and sailor and told them, this is going to be very, very, very dangerous. But nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of this ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. Why? Here works technical advice, expert advice. Who is expert here? The centurion believed master and the owner and the owner of the ship because they know better the vessel. Who knows what about the sea? Paul, you are a spiritual pastor. Don't worry, don't ask. You don't know anything about sea. Please read yourself, go back. We more lean on advice from experts and everyone other side, but we never listen to the scripture and godly people. We want human method to be done. My dear friend, this is true. So God works even above your human method. You have thousand and advices, but see, God works above. So, do you rely on your own method and strategies? You should understand God overrules all human methods and strategies. Third, Christmas is nothing but a reminder. God works, or God in action, beyond human limitation. What I see here, limitation, weakness. Verse 36. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is 6 months with her who was barren. She was old, again a barren woman. Verse 18 also, Zacharias said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. We give excuses, telling, oh, I'm so weak, I'm so old, I cannot do this. Mary is pondering in this manner. See, one side she thought of a theological thing. Oh, what? How can this be? Second thing, practically she's coming and telling, oh, no, it's not possible because I'm so young, still I don't know man. Third, she's comparing herself. I'm so little girl. I cannot do this. But God wants to tell her, see, Elizabeth, she's also old, she's going to conceive, she's conceived. Human weakness, sometimes we are very good in giving excuses. Did you see this very contrast in this? Elizabeth, so old, she's a barren. Mary was a virgin, both cannot conceive according to the world. Worldly understanding, if you see, both cannot conceive. Both cannot give birth to baby. But both did give birth. Sometimes your weakness is used as a God's blessing. Both cases impossible to give birth baby, but over God overrules human limitation and weakness, both are able to deliver a baby. When she is a barren, she gave birth to baby. Since she's a virgin, she gave birth to baby Jesus. Today we don't count on our weakness. But voice Bible says like this, come and read this one. 1 Corinthians chapter 2:27. But God hath chosen foolish things of the world. God hath chosen the weak things of the world. Foolish looking things and weak of the world. Weak things of the world. Many a time, this Christmas I want to encourage you, don't think I cannot do anything. I'm too small. I'm too old. Come on, read this particular things also. I'm too weak and old. Hebrews 11:11 says, through the faith also, Sarah herself received strength and conceived seed. She strength received from God and was delivered a child when she was past age. Are you giving excuse? I'm too old. I cannot do anything. God didn't give me a strength. I'm so weak. I cannot walk. To serve God, there is no age barrier. I need strength from above, that's all. If your heart, God provides you strength. Very small age, you're thinking I'm so small. For serving God, it's no requirement of age. But though we have some discipline here, But for you, you can be serving God at any age, any point, any moment of your time. God still works, acts beyond your weakness and mercy. Again, one more thing. Abraham and Sarah was barren, but gave birth to baby birth to Isaac in their old age. I'm not fit. Many times, this is one of the excuses I always give. I'm not fit, Lord. Exodus chapter 4, verse 10, Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent. If you tell me, I am not so eloquent. But I am slow of speech and of slow tongue. You know about Moses. When Moses was called, he was not ready to serve. He said, oh no, I am not fit for this job. It's very important, very, very difficult job. Big. For serving God or doing anything, God uses people like you. It's not God, we are fit people to serve God. God will make you fit for the work in the days to come. I'm not good, huh? Many times we say, I do very bad for man, woman. In the genealogy of Christ, we can see some of the women, Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and wife of Uriah. Except Ruth, none of them have any good record. Ruth is from a Moabite woman, she is not Jew. But rest of them don't have any good record, you know that? Please read the scripture. But they are found in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. They become a mother, father, somehow related to Jesus. God uses people, may well say you are not good, but for God, it's nothing so good. Don't put yourself down. God gives a chance. Come on, we serve God again here. I am not educated. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. In the disciple team, 12 of them, most of them fishermen, uneducated, illiterate, never been to school, none of them anyway know anything. If you call them for theology, they didn't do anything like that. So what I want to encourage you in this morning, see, my friend, you see, God uses weak people with limitation. Why cannot do anything? Mary was limited, but still God used her. Only thing you need to do, trust and obey. What did Mary say? Mary said, behold, handmaid of the Lord, be unto me according to thy word. And she believed, verse 45 also says. Yes, our thinking cannot match with God. Our human methods cannot compare with God's method. Our limitation many a time will make us, I'm not fit for the work. But what to do? Mary did a great job by putting herself, trusting God, and submitting her. Mary's faith and obedience required three important steps. Our faith also, obedience needs three important steps. Come on, lead. She became a blessing by surrendering to God. She completely surrendered her life. Surrendering needs 100%, not any less than that. She cannot do anything, she knows it. But she said, Lord, let your will be done. Mary's faith requires obedience, surrendering the will of God. She's totally, are you willing to surrender your life to God? If you want to be used by God, with your limitations, with your weakness that you have, but God can make use of you. Second, sacrificing. She has a blessing, she become a blessing by sacrificing to God. Be unto me according to thy word. She submitted, surrendered. What did it mean? She accepted the calling of God of being a mother, to be a mother of God by putting her life in danger, shame, by leaving her own will and wish. Then, conceiving a baby outside of wedlock, it can be fatal. Not then, today also in some of the part like that. She took risk. When I want to do God's work, God's will, I have to leave my will and wish. I have to commit, completely change my direction. So far I lived myself for my me, but now I'm going to live for my God. So my will and wish must be sacrificed. Now Christ centered my life. So when I commit my life to God, submit my life, surrender my life, it followed with sacrifice. Not only that, she is willing to serve God. She completely surrendered life to God. Not one time, all through her life, she completely serving God. Our God requires us to serve Him. This Christmas season, I want to remind you, you may be thinking, but can God surpass your thinking? Your method cannot fit in God's method, but God can do wonders in your life. Though you may think I'm weak, I cannot do anything, but still God can make use of you. Like Mary, everything was failure for her understanding, but for God, nothing is impossible. This is the word, that's why memory verse just we read today. Take this word with you. How shall this be? Are you asking this question again and again and again in my life, in your life? Lord, how will happen this? I cannot do this. With God, everything possible. Though Mary was taken from a very humble background, simple life, background, no one knows her. Her address changed upside down, you know, after she accepted the Lord's call. Even whenever we talk about Jesus' birth or anything at the Christmas, we definitely remember Mary because she completely surrendered her life to God, sacrificially rendered the service to God. Today, the same thing, we are coming here. Christmas, don't make it otherwise as worldly things. Well, merrymaking, eating and doing so many other things. They miss the point. For me, here I want to encourage. We being a Reformed church, we are not a traditional church. We word-based church. We believe the word. We want to live the word. This Christmas, make a point to go give birth to Jesus in somebody's life. I may not literally give birth like Mary, but I may be a reason behind somebody to be accepted the Lord. So, three simple thoughts. This Christmas reminds us that God is in action in our lives too. Beyond our reasoning, beyond our methods, beyond our limitations. Whether you take anything, everything, anything, you remember or not, think all these three things. Beyond our reasoning, beyond our methods, beyond our weakness. Shall we pray together? Loving Lord, we are thankful to Thee for this wonderful season of Christmas. Christmas is nothing but a reminder to us. Your salvation plan on this earth enacted by sending your Son, Jesus. He came to us to redeem us, O Lord. Give us eternal hope. Again, it is also a desire, Lord, though we may think we cannot comprehend, O Lord, but you know better than any one of us. You can make use of us. As Mary, she submitted and surrendered her life to Thee. Use her, Lord. Likewise, we also submit ourselves. We want to sacrificially serve in your vineyard, wherever you put us. Help us, O Lord. We may be a blessing to many people on this earth in this Christmas season. We commit this day, be with us and guide us. Thank you so much for speaking to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.